and Mick Jagger became a sugar daddy.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
I'm not talking about those delicious lollipop-like things. I'm talking about, like, a sugar daddy. I'll explain. The Rolling Stones released Sticky Fingers on this day in 1971, which you would get Sticky Fingers from a candy sugar daddy. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the album. The very first release on Rolling Stones Records. Top of the charts, of course. And the song Brown Sugar, one of the most famous songs from Sticky Fingers. Here's what happened. Singer Marsha Hunt, reputedly the subject of an inspiration for Brown Sugar. So much so that before recording it, she gave birth to Mick Jagger's first child, a daughter they named Paris. It was Keith Richards and Charlie Watts talking about the song Brown Sugar.
Brown Sugar is Mick's song. He basically wrote the whole thing.
Some songs are good to play and some songs are awkward, even though they're not hard to play. You know, they don't fall the same. Brown Sugar is one of them. Well, it swings a lot, actually, in a sort of funny way.
It swings a lot, but not as much as Mick Jagger did. Some good news. Judas Priest guitarist Glenn Tipton, who can't tour with the band now because of Parkinson's disease. He has days that are up, days that are down, and some of the up days happen Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week because he got to come out on stage and do Breaking the Law and Living After Midnight. Here is Glenn Tipton.
It's very difficult, you know, when you've had a priest in your life for 40 to 50 years, and suddenly you can see an end to it. You know, it won't be an end, but on a touring level, it's very strenuous. And I have good days and bad days, and you don't want to be in different parts of the world on strict medication. It's not going to do me a lot of good.
So here's hoping on the good days he gets to play with his band.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Hartford's classic rock.